And we're on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another episode of Ripped in Half. Fun.
Attention, everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume on your receiver as high as it can go so that you can make the sound we broadcast as loud as possible.
Ripped in Half. Joker and the Devil, Ed and everything.
For those, like, what, four people now still listening after the first episode or two? Like,
expect to have anybody listening to this, like, maybe episode five. Then we'll have, like, two or three downloads. Like, ah. It's like, oh, wait a minute, I checked this link. That was me.
That's episode five. You're hopeful, aren't you? So, back again. I'm Steve.
I'm Jason.
You're a hostess with the mostess, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Beetlejuice reference.
I know. It's like, it's an old reference. I know. Yeah. I should turn my jacket inside out.
Yeah, there you go. So it never gets old, because Beetlejuice is classic.
And I have a striped jacket inside lining, so you can't see that. But
yeah.
You can see that.
Yeah, until we end up getting, like, a fucking webcam in here and be able to... His dad downloaded watching us fucking do a podcast. Why not?
But that's their studio.
Fucking little bedroom. So, you know, it's funny. Okay, I picked up an issue of the OXM, the official Xbox magazine.
Yeah.
Those of you who haven't figured out from a couple shows, yeah, we are gamers. Anyways, you know, I thought it was funny considering it's the Xbox magazine. Now, apparently it's not run by Xbox, nothing. It's just... magazine companies say, yeah, let's just be the official thing. And,
well, they got it okay to be the official thing.
Yeah.
You can't call it official.
No, that's true. But, no, what I thought was funny about it is some of the reviews they had on there.
Although, yeah, they'll actually give a bad review for something. That
yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah, no, it's not so much even just the bad review, but on some of them, there's such bad games, they straight up say in the fucking review, yeah, this game sucked, don't buy it. It's like, well, yeah, really? They can say
it's
that?
It's not Xbox's fault. It's the program.
No, which is true. I just thought it was kind of funny. Because then it's one of those, as a program, it's like, I don't want them.
You'd have to have that.
Games.
Otherwise, you just say that all they do is kiss ass.
Yeah, no.
You can't make everything a five that's obviously not a five.
No. I understand that. What I'm saying is, as a game developer, I'd look at that and say, okay, I don't want them reviewing my games. Let's not allow them to review them. But and they just flat out, yeah, this game was boring, it was lame, don't spend your money and it fucking sucks. That was like the basis of it. I was like, really? I thought it was kind of funny. And speaking of Xbox games coming out, they have a new X-Men one coming out.
A new X-Men game? What's
yeah,
it called?
X-Men Destiny. The premise of it looks really far, sounds really cool. It starts off at like this anti-mutant rally in San Francisco. And during this rally, you get to choose between one of three characters. Then, all of a sudden, a fucking terrorist attack happens on the rally, and that's when you get to decide whatever character you choose. You get to choose which is your starting power. And I was like, okay, that's kind of cool, because it's got a character development that's like into X-Men Legends or, what was that?
So you're not
Marvel
a character
Alliance.
Of the X-Men, you're actually your own person?
Well, you're your own person at first, yeah. Right. And aside from being able to choose how you progress, like I said, like X-Men Legends or Capcom or Marvel Ultimate Alliance, they're also kind of doing something similar to Fable in that you make choices in this game, but your choices will depict ultimately the outcome of the game and how other characters interact with you. Uh-huh. Either you're a good guy, bad guy type thing.
No, Fallout is?
I'm not sure about Fallout. I've never played it.
Oh.
Probably get a lot
we
of
are gamers.
Yeah, and I'll probably get a lot of hate.
I haven't seen you play.
No, I never cared to play Fallout, honestly.
Yeah.
And it didn't really catch me by the balls and go, ooh, yeah, I got to play that. I think mostly because I've never even actually seen a whole lot of actual game footage for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one thing I hate about game commercials is when they show you, like, stylized videos, but they don't actually show you any of the game itself. But, no, and it's neat because the way you get it, when it comes to your choices zone, time will freeze in the game. And that's how you kind of make this decision of what you're going to do. And, like I said, ultimately it'll depend on, your outcome will depict what X-Men will kind of align with you or which villain. You know, villains become heroes, heroes become villains type of thing. Like, at this point, Gambit's no longer part of the X-Men. He's with the Brotherhood. And so there's one mission in particular where you have to make this choice. Do you hand over this X gene to Gambit or give it to the X-Men, blah, blah, blah. And, yeah, it sounds really neat to me.
This was in the, what, the magazine you're reading?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds really neat to me, this idea. And, I don't know, I just kind of...
It's a neat game.
Yeah.
It's a groovy game.
It is. It's groovy.
It's a super cool game.
Yeah. It's the bee's knees.
It's the bee's knees.
Zippity's owl. No, it's just, the idea intrigued me.
It's a far-out rad game.
It is. Speaking of rad, have you ever seen the movie Rad?
There's a movie called Rad?
Yes.
Is it a skate movie?
A BMX. Surf movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Some kind of extreme sport movie.
Yeah. It's all about BMX biking, though. Yeah, and a lot of it takes place in some batlop junkyard where the guys make their own launch ramps and they land on fucking torn up mattresses and shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's an 80s movie or what?
Yeah. Well, come on, it's named Rad.
I don't know. Could have been made.
Obviously, it's fucking the 80s. But it's funny because they have like this big ass fucking fat bald cop that's always chasing me, fucking hates the kids and stuff.
It's like Gleam in the Cube then.
Kind of. But then in the very end, you know, they try and shut down the BMX thing, and even the cops are like, the kids race, blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, so here you are the whole movie trying to chase them down and arrest them, and now you're voting for them. It's like, oh, okay, do cops have nothing better to do in this town then? Just to fucking chase kids for the fuck of it?
Yeah.
Knowing that they're going to outrun them? It's how he fulfills his day.
Then, yeah, it's pretty much how it happens.
Then eating the donuts, yeah.
But then they're like, yeah, they're just good kids, and they just let them skate. That's how most movies like that are, though.
Yeah, that old feel-good, wholesome thing. The guy who hates them turns out to be their biggest supporter or crap.
Yeah.
Such a cliche.
Are they all band together to go after some guy who's going to, I don't know, close down the skate park or yeah. close down the bike park or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, total cliche. Just like that movie that had, what was it, Christian Slater. You know, it was like that murder mystery whodunit thing. It was like his half-brother or adopted brother who's Chinese gets killed. And Christian Slater ends up falling in love with his dead brother's girlfriend. And her dad turns out to be some big bad guy in league with other bad guys. And the way they save the day is that turns out Christian Slater, he's a skater.
Yeah, it's Gleam in the Cube.
Yeah, is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's called Gleam in
the Cube. Yeah, where they all skaters band together and do the shit.
That's Tony Hawk in it from back in the day.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't remember Tony Hawk being in that.
Yeah, he's the one who has the job for Pizza Hut.
Oh, that is?
Yeah. There's a couple other skaters in that movie, too.
Is there?
Yeah. I don't know who they are.
No, you know, that was one of my favorite movies when I was a kid, too. I love that movie. God, I haven't seen it in forever. I'd say I couldn't even remember the name of the title, so when you said Gleam in the Cube earlier, I didn't make that connection. It's been so long since I've seen it.
Well, you started telling me the plot. I was like, I don't remember the movie that much.
Well, Gleam in the Cube was more the adult film, though, whereas Rad was like cliche 80s romance with bikes.
I think Gleam in the Cube is pretty much the same thing.
But at least that had the, you know, action or murder mystery part to it.
I think you got to watch that again.
Probably.
You'll realize, like, no, it's a stupid-ass movie.
Well, they're both stupid-ass movies, but they're at the same time, they're like
someone's more adult, like, thinking movie.
No, I didn't mean, like, that adult. I'm talking about as far as, like...
As an indie film.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about more, like, you know, the fact that it's got murder and violence and shit like that.
Whereas, it's still a PG movie, man.
Well, so was 16 Candles, and they got full-on nudity in that.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
I had to watch that again. It was on, too.
Yeah, no, it tripped me out because I was saying I didn't know what it was rated for the longest time. Decided to check it out. I was like, oh, PG makes sense. And I'm watching it, and sure, they got that scene where they're fucking in the girls' locker room.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the scene starts with the close-up on this chick's tits. And it even makes that ba-doong sound. And they're like totally bare. All you see is naked chicks walking around. I'm like, wait, this is PG? The fuck? I just thought that was funny, especially considering now that something like that would make it PG-13, and yet a lot of the movies back in the day that were rated R would be rated PG-13 now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not as bad as the movies we have, and I just think that's kind of funny. You know, the standards are flipped on that.
Yeah. I don't find it funny.
Why not?
I don't know. It's not that funny.
I think it's funny.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Isn't it? It's a, yeah. It's a knee slapper. It's a gas.
It's a knee slapper. They have boobs in this movie. Oh, look at the rating. Yeah. And just there laughing, rewinding the boobs, and then staring at the rating in the bottom of the box.
No, I think it's funny in its irony.
There you go.
That's what I find funny. The irony of it is what's funny. Because here it is, it's, you know, PG, it's, you know, great, kids can watch it. They won't even cut it off at that 13 age limit, yet the whole thing's fucking teenagers getting drunk, naked chicks walking around, and the pursuit of panties.
Yeah. 80s.
Yeah. They were really ass backwards back then.
I have not seen that movie in a while.
Oh, 16 Candles?
Yeah. Can't remember the last time I seen it.
I like the spoof they did of on Family Guy with that.
Oh, he gets to rape somebody?
No, Jake Ryan, this is not how I pictured it. That was funny.
I was like, what I wish for? I was like, you wish for you? It's like, well, you have me now, and then throws his ass down. Yeah. And when I saw that, I was like laughing my ass off. I was like, oh, fuck, dude, they twisted on this.
Well, the whole fucking 16 Candles itself is twisted. I mean, like I say, aside from, you know, this girl who's just obsessed with this one guy, you got all these fucking, like you say, in the 80s, of course, everyone's getting drunk, all the teenagers, why not? But then you got this dude, he ends up pawning his drunk-ass girlfriend off on a nerd. Yeah, do whatever. Take my car. Fuck her, I don't care. I don't remember, was it the grandmother that felt her up? It was the grandfather. One of them, yeah. It's like, oh, look, you're buddying. Oh, let me see you. And they fill her up. Like, the fuck? But, you know, it's funny. Well, not funny, but...
It's now you're watching when you say that now.
Yeah, huh? I didn't know this. Okay, you know the show when they had on USA, The Dead Zone?
Yeah, I never watched it.
Okay, it wasn't bad.
It was a movie first.
Yeah, the movie was all right. It was based off Stephen King book and everything. So the show is based off of. Well, the nerd kid from 16 Candles, who was also in The Breakfast Club, mm-hmm. played a nerd in a lot of 80s movies. Yeah, he's the psychic guy in the TV show.
Yeah, I know that.
Looks nothing like him.
What do you mean? It's him. What do you mean? Doesn't look anything like him. He grew up.
Yeah, no, that's
the thing. He's got facial hair now?
A lot of people, as they get older...
That's what happened.
Yeah. But a lot of people, when they grow up or get older, they still have a lot of the same features. His are nothing like it.
Every time I see him, it just
looks like... He doesn't look as... He's not gawky or anything like he was back in those movies.
Whenever I see his face, it's just like he had bad acne at some weird point you didn't see. So his face looks all weird to me.
Yeah.
That's what his face... Like, it didn't look like that in the movies, the early 80s movies, but... You see, when I saw him later on for that show, when I flipped through it, and I was like...
He was kind of pockmarked, yeah.
Looked like he had fucking bad acne, and your face gets all that, yeah, bumpy and shit.
Yeah, it's pockmarked.
Okay, that's what's going on. That's funny.
Yeah. like the dude from fucking Grease, who was all, like, scarred up from the pox and everything.
Oh, Kaneki, yeah.
Yeah, Kaneki.
And he was Danny Zuko originally. I was like, wow, that's...
Was he?
In the play, he was.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was originally the Danny Zuko in the play.
Huh. Then they ended up getting John Travolta.
He was in it, too. He played Kaneki, I think.
John Travolta? Yeah. In the play?
Yeah, he was in the play, too.
I didn't know he was in the play.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They switched them.
Well, I think they made the wise choice on that one. But then Grease 2, why'd they make a sequel? The second was fucking horrible.
I've never seen the whole movie all the way through.
Exactly, because it's fucking horrible.
I just checked it out. I was like, well, I don't know. It's like, it's turned off. I don't feel like you've seen singing.
Yeah, no, the only real appeal to that was looking at Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
A young, hot Michelle Pfeiffer. That was the only appeal to it.
Who was the one in the first one? I think she's in part two, also had the pink hair to drop out of school. I can't remember Frenchie. Her name. It was Frenchie?
Yeah, Frenchie.
I can't remember her name.
She's in both of them.
I was trying to think of her name a few days ago, because I remember she was also, wasn't she also in Shining Time Station? She was the mom for Shining Time Station?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was either her or the girl from Psycho. I mean, not from Psycho, from The Shining.
Oh, yeah.
It's either the mom from Shining or it's Frenchie from...
Yeah, I know. I don't remember her from Greece, name. The chick who plays the mom in The Shining, she also played Olive Oil in Popeye.
Maybe that's why I think I've seen her in two places. So, yeah, I think it's Frenchie is the mom from Shining Time Station.
Could be. I don't.
I try to look for it on YouTube, but all they show are the stories. They don't show the scenes when they had the kids interact with the conductor and stuff, or George Carlin or Ringo.
So that was George Carlin.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? I never had that confirmed, but as I got older, you know, got to watching George Carlin's stand-up, everything, I was like, God, he looks awful familiar, like the conductor from Shining Tide Station. I didn't know it really was him.
Yeah, you go on YouTube, you find this, you listen to stories, like, type in his name, yeah, it'll come up, and he's the narrator for the story, but they don't have videos of them interacting with the kids, and he's only like this tall, is about a beer can.
Yeah, he wasn't ever tall. Oh, I didn't know that.
But I always wondered why he did that. It was like, was it some kind of volunteer, probation thing? I don't know, like, why he was doing that.
Yeah.
That's so out of character for him.
Oh, just, yeah. Well, yeah.
So I think, like, I was thinking it was like, you had to do this for PBS for some reason.
Yeah. Restitution.
Like, I don't know, you got caught for drugs or something, and then, like, so, you have to probation, you have to do this for PBS.
Following the Hitchhiker's Bible. Got arrested for it. Genocide
code.
For those who don't know the code.
You know about the code?
Okay, which makes me wonder, though. Okay, I don't remember which guy it was who was in Reading Rainbow.
Oh, LeVar Burton from Star Trek.
That is, okay, that was him.
He don't take Jordy. My word for it.
No, that's the thing. I couldn't remember for sure if that was the guy who played Jordy or if it was that a fucking other comedian who was in Jumanji. You know what I'm about? End up having the Black News on Comedy Central.
Oh, the Black News. And Jumanji?
Yeah, he was a cop who was into the making shoes. Oh,
one of the Wayans brothers.
He's not one of the Wayans brothers.
Okay, he wasn't in Living Color, though.
Yes.
I was watching that today.
In Living Color?
Yeah. There's a channel that still shows it.
Yeah.
It's called, like, CTV. It's a Spanish station, I guess. A more Latino-influenced show.
Doesn't BET occasionally show it, too?
No, not anymore.
Oh, okay. I used to love that show. I used to love In Living Color.
They are showing, what are they showing? The Head Detective. That's for the scene I was watching.
Oh, yeah.
And then I changed the channel, and Blank Man was on.
Ah, nice. Okay, yeah, okay. He played the brother in Blank Man. Yeah. That's not the guy from Reading Rainbow. It was the guy who played Jordy LaForge on Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought so, but I wasn't sure because it's been so long since I've seen Reading Rainbow since, you know, of course, little kid.
I YouTubed that like a few months ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Just a... I sent someone
the link because we joke about that for some reason back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't take my word for it. Dun, dun, dun. And like that sound that does that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And like we joked and saying that to each other. And like I send him the link of the title, like the opening credits and shit.
No, I love looking.
He said you're a fag. That's what he replied back to me.
No, I love looking up stuff from my childhood I used to watch. And some of it's still just as funny. Others, it's like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Oh, yeah.
Like Captain Kangaroo.
I've never watched Captain Kangaroo.
You never watched Captain Kangaroo?
Not at
all. I liked it, but the most significant thing I remember from it is, aside from the puppet fucking kangaroo, was how they'd always drop ridiculous amount of ping pong balls on the guy. In every episode, it's just somewhere ping pong balls are going to fall on him.
Ping pong balls!
Yeah, it just, the whole trap door would open and they'd flood him with it. But
that was on Family Guy one time, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't remember.
He was talking to someone, or Lois was talking, and just yells ping pong balls, and then everything just drops on
him. I think so. And I was going on Hulu one day and decided to just check it out. They have the Alf show.
Oh, yeah, I remember watching Alf.
Yeah, they have every episode, and you can watch Alf.
I used to make fun of somebody because he said he looked like the dad from Alf.
Oh, shit.
Now I can't remember who we used to make fun of, but we said every time we saw that dude, we just started laughing. It's like, check it out, it's the dad from Alf.
Yeah. I mean, it was funny because you mention Alf to a lot of people nowadays, and like, oh, God, Alf, serious fucking A. And yet...
Everyone watched Alf.
Exactly. So. That was the show back then. It was all about Alf, the fucking space alien Muppet who always wanted to eat the fucking cat.
And they had the Alf. They had a talk show for a while.
Like, yeah, they did. And they had years back. Alf, yeah, they had an Alf talk show. And they also had an Alf cartoon.
Yeah, I remember the cartoon too.
Yeah. Can't find that anywhere.
I don't know where you go for that. Tried YouTube it?
I think at one point I tried. I couldn't find it. Obviously, it's not on Hulu.
Somebody has a VHS to convert.
Yeah. But, you know, I watch that show here and there. Just like, the Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Oh, I found that, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I was when I was going through old shows, like, links would send to other links, so I spent a lot of time finding old shows, and I came across that, too.
Yeah, there's nothing better. And then I found out that they have the entire fucking series on DVD in a box set.
Yeah, but they kept reformulating them in different styles, and one had these, like, two, like, It was completely 90s. These kids like that were all obsessed with Nintendo. Well, and they did the show off his roof.
Yeah, they have a couple different either spin-off shows or variant shows of the show.
They show the same cartoons, but they would just have different people like introduce the show.
Yeah. Well, and they'd also slightly alter the name of the show. But the real Super Mario Super Show with the wrestler, I forgot his name, Captain Dildi or something like that. I don't remember.
Captain Dildo?
No. That's something. I don't remember his fucking name. But he used to be a wrestler.
I know that much.
Yeah. Okay, they have that season, that series, on a complete DVD set in a one-box set. And I was like, oh, dude, I so fucking want that. It's like $50 or something.
Yeah, that's too much, dude.
I don't know, dude, to fucking, you know, have that piece of your childhood there to watch.
No one cares about. Oh, Tim, he posted up the you know, he does the Mario dance? Mario.
I didn't know that.
And he posted that. He posted the link to the dance. And he was like, what a shitty fucking Mario. I was thinking about it. That was the only Mario, if you don't count the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that was pretty much the best Mario.
I don't care what people say. I liked the Mario movie. I think we've had this discussion at some point.
Not recorded. I don't want to get into it again.
Yeah, you don't?
That's old news.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, I liked that movie. Well, here's something to look up. I'll have to, like, when we pause to take a break, get a beer or something, I'll have to grab the magazine to get the link, so not like I could tell you, but anybody who does listen, they can get it. There is a link for people who, you know, you watch videos of these guys who've modded their Kinect for the Xbox to do different things. Like, one of them has something, it's like the ultimate shadow puppet show that projects on the wall. Well, this other guy made a Super Mario Brothers Kinect game. To where when he jumps, Mario jumps. When he ducks, Mario ducks.
Oh, that's tight.
Yeah, it's fucking cool. They even said it on the Xbox magazine. It's like, finally, a fucking game made for the Kinect. They're like, it's the fucking coolest thing ever. But, yeah, they like listed five different things that people have done with this. But they give the website name. You can go and watch these videos of all these different people who've modded their Kinect. Some of these people did it within hours of release of the Kinect.
Oh, yeah. Once that happens, people just start taking it apart.
Yeah.
When anything's released, people just start taking it apart. And like a few hours later, you have a hack saying, like, look what I did.
Yeah.
I think when one of the iPhones came out, the last one before.
Uh-huh.
Someone already fucking hacked, like, mirror, like, fucking days after. They hacked it and put fucking Droid software on it. So they ran Droid off of it.
Looks like a buddy of mine has an iPhone, but he operates T-Mobile on it.
Yeah, that's how my nephew's is.
Yeah.
Because he didn't pay his fucking bill, so they shut off his phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he paid him off, but he couldn't go back to service. I was looking at it one day, and he's like, why is this thing all weird? Like, something was different about it.
Uh-huh.
Like, he didn't have any bars. Like, he had, like, one or two bars. I was like, why do you have two bars? Like, I'm in the house with him. I have the same phone. And, like, I have full bars. Like, what's up with that? I was like, well, I have a different service now. It's like, oh, so you have it jailbroken. So, yes.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, we'll have to get the site to let everyone know. Because, as I do, that's fucking cool. I got to check this out.
Just YouTube that.
You probably could, too. Yeah. But, no, I'm just saying, there's a website that's dedicated to nothing but the videos of people, of what these people have done.
Just Google it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Just Google it. That whatever phrase makes sense.
Yeah.
Or YouTube it, you'll find it. Someone has it.
Fucking Kinect hack, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I think it was like Kinect hack something.net.
Well, there you go. Just type Kinect hack and you're probably one of the top sites.
Yeah.
Because it's mentioned in the Xbox official magazine.
Yeah. Well,
It's got to blow up that site.
I'm just saying, we'll eventually get it up on this show, too.
It'll be in the show notes, okay?
Yeah.
We'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, something.
Once we make show notes.
If we make show notes.
We'll make show notes. If like I'd have to remember what we said.
You have to listen to the whole fucking show. It's as you listen. I'll make a note of that.
It pretty much would be the first 10 minutes, like what I want to hear. Like, we talked about this and I don't remember everything else.
Yeah. But
it's like, we didn't talk about anything important. Don't listen to this one. Yeah. Just skip. It's like they bashed their own episodes on their own show. Like Xbox Live magazine.
But, no, you know, I do want to get Super Mario, the show on DVD, just to have that piece of my childhood type of thing, you know, pop it whenever I want. So that way I can have my kids watch it and look at me and say, you used to watch cartoons that were that crappy.
Hell yeah, back in the day, all cartoons are crappy. All some more than others.
No, yeah, but at the same time, it's something that you remember from your childhood that at the time you thought was great, and to relive that just kind of makes you feel a little giddy. It's like, dude, yeah, I haven't seen this since God knows when.
And then it's like, wow, this is really dumb. Yeah, I've watched shows like that. It's like, I watched it again.
Yeah, some of them, like, I remember when I was a kid, I loved the fucking the Toxic Avenger movies.
And they had the cartoon.
Yeah, the Toxic Crusaders. Have not been able to rewatch that. Haven't seen it. Can't find it. But one day,
the cartoon or the movies?
The cartoon. Okay. One day I'm at the fucking video store, though, and I see the Toxic Avenger 3. I was like, dude, fuck yeah. So I yanked it. I hadn't seen it since I was a little kid. And I'm watching it, and this is like, I don't know, I was 20, 21 at the time. I'm watching, like, the fuck was it about this movie that made me like it? It's retarded. But, you know, and
well, it was based off cheese. You know, it's a cheesy-ass movie. It's supposed to be that stupid.
No, it was, like, overly stupid.
Yeah, though. That's the point of those movies. That's why they were actually so memorable and so good.
Yeah.
Not good.
Now, have you seen Citizen Toxie, though?
I don't know what
Toxic
that is.
It's Toxic Avenger 4. I couldn't get past the first 5-10 minutes of it. I couldn't. I'm watching it, and I was like, what the fuck?
You see this. You can't see it, but the stare, like the dead what the fuck stare is giving me right now.
No, seriously. No, the whole thing starts
it's
off.
It's not going to be Avatar, man.
I know. No, but it starts off with these fucking, the diaper gang, you know, fucking adult mafia group, or the diaper mafia is what they call them. You know, fucking a gang who breaks into this classroom. They're all wearing fucking diapers. And they break into this classroom full of, like, you know, I don't know if they're supposed to be kids played by adults, but they're obviously adults who are absolute fucking retards. And they act retarded, too, which is the thing. And one of the diaper...
They broke into a special ed school.
I guess. No, I guess. And one of the diaper mafia chicks ends up whipping out her tits, and she starts beating somebody over the with her tits, and it's such crap and everything. I'm just like, the fuck am I watching? Seriously. No, I just couldn't do it. I could not do it.
That sounds like a good movie.
Yeah, sounds great.
I should buy it.
Yeah, you should.
On Blu-ray.
Yeah, there you go.
Watch it all on Blu-ray.
Yeah, they have it on Blu-ray, I think.
That's a waste of a Blu-ray.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what? I had to shut off. I just could not. I couldn't even force myself to do it.
So did you rent this?
No, luckily that one I didn't. No, luckily that one I didn't. My sister-in-law, they have the Netflix on the Wii, and so I was able to stream it for free, you know, instant download watch thing. No, I was like, yeah, bring up the queue and find another fucking movie. I couldn't do
it. Now it's going to start suggesting you more crappy movies like that because you watch this.
Yeah, I know.
And you're going to get tricked again.
No, luckily for me, it's not my account, it's not my Wii's. It doesn't affect me none. But that's one of those movies that if you want to, like, force information out of somebody, fucking tie them to a chair, glue their eyelids open, and make them watch that film. The 5 minutes into it, they're going to start fucking talking. Yeah, just get me the fuck out of this chair. I shit you not. I could put up with a lot of things. I could not deal with that.
Like a punishment, like in Clockwork Orange?
It felt like it. It really felt like it. And I forced it on myself. That's the fucked up thing. I've seen the first three. I remember liking them, then realized they're retarded, but fuck it, let me check this one out. No. I couldn't even get through long enough to get to the main plot of the fucking movie, which is that a parallel rift opens up or whatnot, and you see Tromeville on the opposite side, and everybody there is evil, and their Toxie, who's called Noxie, is a bad guy, and weird
Toxie
shit.
Toxie and Noxie, right?
Yeah, I know. I couldn't even get to that point. I was like, okay, adults in diapers break into a special ed school and beat people with their titties. I'm done.
It sounds like a winner to me.
Yeah, I couldn't. Could not do it. Although I'm curious.
Now I know what to get you for Christmas.
Yeah.
Or your birthday.
Yeah. I'm curious, though, just how many people after hearing this, It's just going to be implanted in their head. I've got to find out what this guy's talking about. They're going to fucking look it up.
No, you shouldn't do that,
actually. Leah, I'm telling you now, don't even try it. Don't attempt it. Don't tempt fate.
Now
nothing.
They're going to do it. Now they're going to do it.
No, don't. That's what I'm saying. It's like,
it's
like
on your Netflix.
Yeah, no, it's like that review on the fucking OXM about some of those games. It's fucking terrible. Don't waste your money or nothing. It's like that. Just
it's not wasting money. It's, you're already paying for the Netflix. You're just going to check it out.
Okay, don't waste your time.
There you go.
That's a whole 5-10 minutes.
I know I'm gonna get that movie and put on like DVD. So whenever I like try to lend, and you ask me to borrow a DVD, I say I'll just burn your copy. Every time I do, it's not gonna be the movie. It's just gonna be a copy of that. You,
dude. I'll kick you in the fucking nuts.
Like, I'll be like, here you go. Here's that movie. You don't know. It's a fucking blank DVD, a burned DVD. Put it on. Oh, fuck. You plan your like your whole like afternoon to watch a movie. It's like, what the movie he gave me. It's like a.
I won't accept any DVDs from you after that. So, hey, I burnt you this copy. It seemed cool. Nah, I'll go to the store and rent it. I'll go old school.
I need like a sticker maker where I can put different covers on them so I know like... Like, here's that copy of Scott Pilgrim you wanted. Yeah. Like, then you're like, oh yeah, it's like, oh, Toxic Avengers. Like,
fucking asshole.
Or edit it just to start, like it's going to be that movie, and about 10 minutes into it, it just cuts off and starts Toxic Avenger.
No, you know, it'd be funny to do is do like they do for Fight Club, the subliminal images. Just split it. Just start splicing the whole movie. It's like, God, this movie's taking like 4 hours long. Why? I remember Scott Pilgrim being only like 2 at tops.
Or no, right when a good scene's going to happen. Yeah, it would just be nothing but that movie. It's like you missed the whole fight scene, and then it starts back up.
It's like, fuck, you splice in with a fight scene from Citizen Toxic.
That'd be better. That's a good idea. You only hurting yourself.
Damn it. No, atrocious movie. Although, I did watched a very neat documentary that same night, though, after I turned that off.
Mm-hmm.
It's called, Horror America or something like that. No, Horror in Red, White, and Blue. That's what it was. And what it is, it's a documentary on the American horror movie cinema.
I've seen one like that, but I don't think it's called that.
Yeah, that's what it's called. And it starts off talking about, like, the early days back in, like, the 30s or 40s, you know, the silent films. And the horror franchise, and then it goes on to the 40s and to the 50s and so on into modern movies. And the whole thing was really cool. I mean, I was trying to
I have seen or another documentary very similar to that where they do progress.
Yeah, no, but it was neat.
The years.
What was neat about those.
And what, like, how other movies innovated new things.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but they also talk about how a lot of the horror movies, which I never actually picked this up, horror movies at the times usually do reflect what going on in the world itself. Like the 40s or 50s, how everyone's worried about, oh, nuclear war, this and that. Well, majority of the horror movies at the time were about nuclear mutations and, you know, monster films. They all depicted stuff like that. Whereas the 60s, a lot of them dealt with things like pretty much evil government, you know, militants, this and that. You know, apocalyptic world where everything's led by military dictators that fucking are evil, monstrous things is really intriguing to watch. The 30s, when everyone was afraid of aliens, all the fucking big alien shit that they had. So, no, that was cool. And that's how I learned. I did not know this, but John Carpenter's The Thing, that's a remake.
I think I have heard that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. It was funny because they pointed out that how awesome the first one was just in its hilarity, because apparently majority of that movie is just people opening doors. It's like in every scene somebody's talking, then they open a door or they walk through a door. Everything has to do with doors in this, and it's all leading up to this big part where they finally show you the monster. And again, you know, they just,
then they just slam the door in it.
No, yeah, no, it's, no, it's, you know, they're talking. They go and open another fucking door. The moment they open it, bam, there it is. He comes in and attacks. I just thought that was, I'm like, really? I've got to watch it just to do that. And it's cool because the documentary kept showing clips of the movies they're talking
just open doors.
Of just them opening doors. It was funny.
I was watching this movie called Moon.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a guy. I guess he works on the moon. I guess they found some way to gather up energy for the Earth for the, like their low like power supply.
Ooh, okay. And I know what you're talking about.
And he's there basically for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
He had a contract for 3 years, and like he's like he has like a daughter and like a wife. I think it's an ex-wife.
Yeah,
because they get referenced to, like, I guess they had problems before.
Yeah, and he ends up out on a moonwalk. He discovers another place, and it's got a body and drags back, and it's him.
That does happen, but here's what happens. The guy gets in an accident, and then he wakes up and says, like, what am I doing? It's like, well, there was an accident. I was like, how'd I get here? It was like, just lie down, you know? And the guy wakes up and starts walking around and, like, notices that there's a computer there. Kind of like Hal, but not as bad.
Yeah.
And fucking talking to some people, but actually what he's supposed to be supposedly knows that the satellite's been down and you have to send messages back and forth.
Okay, like, now you're not going to say anything that's going to like really ruin this movie in case people get intrigued to see it. You don't want to ruin it for them.
I don't care. It's on cable right now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, it's one of the Moon is one of those movies I read about a couple years ago, but didn't know if it actually came out because I'd never seen it.
Yeah.
In theaters or anywhere. Just
what, do you want me to tell you what it is? No?
Yeah, we'll discuss that later.
Well, I'm discussing it now.
Yeah, okay, we'll do that in a second. But just like, what the fuck was that movie about the apocalypse and the dude, I guess it's his son or something, he's trying to be guardian and these people kidnap him and he has to go and save them. It's based off a book. The Road.
I saw that. I actually read the book. I'm doing quotations that we did the conversation where I don't read. I heard the audiobook of it.
Yeah.
It's the look and feel of it
is
very much like the book.
Okay. Well, no, I remember reading...
The story is different. That stuff, it was so long ago since I actually heard it.
Well, I remember, that's the thing. I remember reading about The Road when it was, a new movie coming out, and that sounded cool, too. Another movie I never once heard, saw a preview on TV for.
You didn't?
Never saw the preview on TV, never saw a release date for it, nothing.
I saw the preview for TV,
and
I heard it was going to be a movie. But then when it came out, it kind of just passed by me. I don't know when it came out or anything, but
some movies have been doing that.
It just depends what you're listening to, I guess, or watching.
I suppose. See, that's one thing where I really like the internet too, because then I can fucking check out the trailers.
Some stuff gets like, if it's really like a big release, it'll find you no matter where you are. But like, a lot of times, movies do pass me up because like I don't watch a lot of TV or I don't.
Yeah, no, and that's why what I like to do is I'll go on Hulu or I'll go on fucking Yahoo or whatnot, and I'll check out trailers and I'll look for the new ones that are fucking okay, it hasn't passed the state yet. Let's see what's going on, or check out ones where the date's passed. Like, God, how come I never saw this movie? You know, it looks great. And then I'll fucking write it down, movie to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I got one coming out. It's called Sucker Punch. Looks really good. Sucker Punch. I forgot who's in it. It's got about a bunch of chicks in a fucking...
At the mental hospital?
Yeah.
Or like, actually, you think you find out later than a mental hospital?
Yeah, no. You know right off the bat,
yeah.
Including the trailer. Because I think the main character, mom dies, so her stepdad makes an advance on
her. I've already heard of
it. She kicks his ass away, so he puts her in this man, a loony bin place. And so her and all the girls, they make this fake world... in order to devise a plan to escape, and it's got like everything you can ever fucking love in a movie, anywhere from Japanese anime base to fucking war.
It hasn't come out yet.
I don't think so.
Or a DVD release, straight to DVD release, because like I've heard, I was listening to Smodcast, and he pretty much explained the whole movie.
Really?
So he obviously already seen it, but it could have been a screener.
Could have been.
It could have been.
You
like,
sure it wasn't a Doug Loves Movie episode?
No, this was a Smodcast one.
Oh, okay. I don't know, it's been about a month since I went on and watched the trailer. I don't think it came out yet, last I knew. Because it said coming to theaters on this date. I want to say it was supposed to be in March.
It probably would have been in like a festival first, and then maybe it came out.
I don't know, it could have been, but I'm just thinking, given the graphics and as much CGI and much of that money they would have had to put in this movie, it's got to be one that's meant for the fucking big screen, not straight to DVD. Because it doesn't have a, like... cheesy CGI. It's like over the top fucking wow shit.
Yeah.
It looks really fucking cool. So, yeah.
Movies to watch.
Yeah, or you know what? Fuck it. Don't even watch it yet if you're interested. Go on Hulu. Look up the trailer. Sucker Punch.
That's what I'm going to do. Actually, buy Hulu account.
Cheap plug for Hulu or for whatever site you go.
Yeah, I want free Hulu with Hulu Plus.
Yeah, Hulu Plus. I know.
I want that shit. Because sometimes there's stuff, like, because they have X-Files on there, and I want to watch it, but they only have, like, one season at a time.
Yeah. But, I'm just saying, you don't even have to go on Hulu. Whatever your source is for checking out movie trailers, look up Sucker Punch. Watch the trailer. It's fucking awesome.
And when I heard about it, it sounded interesting.
Yeah. So did you want to continue about the moon? Or?
Oh, the only thing about the moon is like, I don't want to talk about the whole movie.
Uh-huh.
Other than, how do you get a job like that's like that? Like, he's pretty much there for 3 years, and it's pretty much him running it.
Yeah.
It's like, where can I get a remote job where I'm pretty much gone from civilization? I might go a little crazy.
Well, not to mention, I have a
friendly robot to help me.
This is what I'm wondering. Is it a job that anyone could apply for, or do you have to be in the Air Force?
I'm saying any kind of job like that.
Yeah,
I'm
no.
I'm the maintenance man. I'm there for 3 years. Give me food and like.
No, I get that. But at least in that example, you have to go through space flight. Well,
I don't plan to do it in space. I mean, like a job in this planet.
Oh, I thought you were talking about actually like being able to go on the moon and do that. Because I was saying,
no, I'm not going to be able to do that.
Yeah, you're not part of the Air Force.
That too. I'm also too old.
Really?
There's a certain age limit I think you can be to be a spaceman.
I have no idea.
You are a spaceman,
all I know is majority of that forever. All I know is pretty much every astronaut at some point served in the armed forces, and I'd have to say anywhere from 80 to 90% of them were Air Force.
Yeah,
which to me is just gay. It's like, oh, in order to be able to go out in space, I have to be in the fucking Air Force.
What's wrong with that?
What if I wanted to go Marines? I was a pilot for the fucking Navy. So you're saying I'm not good enough to fucking go in space? When
you start fighting in space, yeah, you're pretty much on board.
Well, because then they're going to have the naval, the space navy, whatever they fucking call it.
The space navy?
Or, you know, like, essentially that's what they were in fucking Star Trek. It's what they are in Halo, aside from the guys who, you know, actually land on the planets to go fight, which, of course, were the Marines. But the guys flying all the ships and everything, yeah, they're fucking Navy.
It should be Air Force.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No, because essentially they look at it as space being pretty much like the sea. You know, it's usually becomes a sub-branch of the Navy. That's how it was in Star Trek. That's how it is. Actually, in a lot of...
Aren't you the one telling me that the Marines are still part of the Navy?
Yeah, well, the Marines are part of the Navy. But
even though they don't get along?
Yeah. I like Navy boys just fine. They take us where we want to go. But no, like every sci-fi thing, almost every sci-fi thing I've read where they have like this big space fleet, they're all like a sub-branch of the fucking Navy. Mm. Or they're like, yeah, they're the space equivalent of the Navy. And I was like, I thought that was interesting. Which makes me wonder.
I thought the Air Force is the one that did like the test spaceships when they tried to make flying saucers.
They do, but see, they're still within Earth's atmosphere.
But so it plans to go into space, so if it works, they're not going to give it, give it up.
See, then you're out in space. You're no longer in the air. See? Can't be Air Force with no air.
But you can be in the Navy, right?
Apparently.
You can be the Navy.
Apparently. Like you say, I don't make the rules. That's apparently how like most sci-fi shit classifies it. Is they're like
who makes those naval scientists? Thing. It's not a Navy thing either anymore when it goes to space.
Yeah, I know. Actually, not even the scientists make that. It's the fucking whatever branch of the military it becomes. So, all
right.
You know, a movie I want to see though. It's coming out. I saw the trailer online. It's called Cowboys and Aliens.
I haven't heard of it.
You have to look it up. It looks really neat. It's got Harrison Ford and Daniel Craig, who played the new fucking James Bond. Looks really cool. It's a Western. You know, set in that era. And the way the trailer starts off is Daniel Craig wakes up, and he's pretty much naked and everything. He's got this weird metallic thing on his arm. And you can tell, okay, right off the bat, he must have been abducted, experiments, put back. He ends up stealing these clothes, walks in this fucking tavern. Shit happens, finds out he's a wanted man. And it's Harrison Ford that put up the bounty. He wants him. And so even though the dude's sitting in a cart waiting to be deported somewhere by the sheriff, Harrison Ford's sitting there saying, you know, I want that man, give him to me thing. And so Harrison Ford and his posse, they're about ready to fucking shoot up the town to get to this guy. And while they're ready to set up this lynch mob, also they see these things off in the fucking sky, these lights, and they're getting closer and they're getting closer, and then they just vanish. And all of a sudden, boom, they're right overhead flying over them. And then, you know, shit starts happening. Fucking the ships start opening fire. Daniel Craig gets out of his thing, his little cage that he's in. And his, you know, cowboy's trying to shoot that gun to the ship, not knowing what the fuck's going on. Even Harrison Ford, he's just like, what the hell is that? Well, what's cool is the thing on Daniel Craig's wrist ends up kind of growing and taking over his hand. It becomes like this power gauntlet thing, and it fires at one of the ships, knocking out of the sky. And it's like, my favorite part of the trailer is how Harrison Ford looks over at him. He's just like, what the fuck? It says it all that look. He just looks over like, what? It looks really neat. Yeah, it's called Cowboys and Aliens.
Yeah, it sounds stupid.
I know. The title of it does.
It just seems so stupid. Like, yeah, it's probably worth watching, though. Yeah, like, I want to see a movie with cowboys fighting. Yeah.
No, that's the thing, because you think it's
on like space ponies.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much a movie that's never been done before.
We may find out why.
That's the same. You know, if you don't count Star Wars, which is.
And then Briscoe County kind of like Jr. That. Comes through, right? Yeah. With that orb shit.
But anyway, the trailer makes it look pretty cool. A couple of people I've talked to have seen the trailer. Even they're like, oh, yeah, that looks awesome. Yeah, I'm intrigued.
I'll pass. I'll find out on Netflix after.
Yeah. There's like that new one, Rango, coming out. Have you seen the trailers for that?
For what?
It's called Rango. It's being done by Nickelodeon. It's a CGI animated one. And
is it based on one of their cartoons?
No.
Okay.
It's got Johnny Depp in it. He's the voice of Rango. It's, you know, chameleon, been like a pet to these people. And he always, you know, dreamed of being this hero, whatnot. Well, they're moving or whatnot. They got his cage in the back of the car. They hit a bump and he flies out of the fucking cage. Ends up being chased by a hawk. Somehow, you know, dimwittingly outsmarts it and causes it to get crushed. Well, he does so inside of a town full of other animals. And it's another Western-style one. And these animals are like, oh, you know, savior, hero. They make him sheriff. And he's quite literally one of those guys. Doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. He's very bumbly, but somehow pulls shit through. And it's funny because he's like this little skinny rail fucking chameleon. And it's also got...
Sounds like Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, for kids. And it's got Bill Nighy's in it, the guy who did Davy Jones in the Pirates movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he plays a rattlesnake.
Oh.
And it's funny to see a rattlesnake with a cowboy hat on and a gun belt, but no arms to draw. Yeah, I thought that was kind of funny. But no, what's neat about it is the way they filmed this movie, too, is it wasn't just, oh, here's your voice in a microphone, and then we CGI everything. Is what they did is they used actual props and had the actors walk out the motions, everything. And they filmed them doing it. And then they did all the CGI animation over that to where it gets all their movement.
Oh, they have that suit with little balls on it.
Not really. They it's not a motion tracking suit at all. They don't use the mocap for it. It's just quite literally like, okay, here's this bar scene. So they got Johnny Depp dressed in fucking, a shirt. He's got, fuzzy looking chaps on and cowboy hat. And
I think that might be a joke.
Well, no, they've showed it.
There's no purpose of having that.
No, they've showed it. No, the whole point of it was more, we're going to film what they look like, and then we're going, you know, as far as their movement, and then just by looking at what they do, we are going to now recreate that with these animal characters. And that's how they did it. And, you know, to where some of it with the animal characters, they make it a little more over the top, but for the most part, it's all the same movement. And even Johnny Depp was saying, really, the whole movie is just an excuse for grown-ups to dress up and act like kids and have fun. Because you watch him, and it's totally silly, some of the shit they're doing. The way he walks, he's walking all bow-legged in the chaps. You know, you can tell he's having a good time, too. And that's how they filmed the whole movie. And then they had other guys just take all this footage and then go to the computer and say, that looks about right.
They did that with old cartoons back in the day. They record the actors and then get facial expressions and shit like that.
Yeah. Well, they did something, too, like that with, like, the old Lord of the Rings cartoon.
Never seen it.
Oh, yeah. It was way before they ever thought about making a movie.
I was watching the movie, like, a couple days ago, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, they have a Lord of the Rings animated cartoon, which why they call it Lord of the Rings, I don't know, because it's not even the whole Lord of the Rings series. It's like book one and book two, and that's how it ends. And they never did finish it, and that's why eventually after Peter Jackson started doing the movies, they end up doing a Return of the King animated movie, which is supposed to be the follow-up buddy of the old Lord of the Rings movie. They kind of just said, we should probably finish it.
They're
just
trying to get some money out of
that. Yeah. But it's,
get on this fucking hype right now.
Yeah. But it's done in that really old style to where they'll record people in their motions and then lay a cartoon splash over that to where you can still see all the people in their movement, but they have like anime or color splash over all of it to kind of cover it up, but not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was an interesting movie back in the day. I rewatched, and it wasn't as fantastic when I rewatched it.
It's like one of those cartoons you look back, it's like, no, not so great.
Yeah, I mean, because especially after I eventually read the books, because I remember watching when I was a little kid. Eventually read the books as I got older. And, okay, the first book, really tough to get through the first half. I mean, I had to force myself to get through the first fucking half. The rest of the book, yeah, the rest of the series was great. Not so much that first half of the first book.
I had a problem with the movie that way, though.
Yeah.
There's no climactic fight or anything. It just kind of ends. There's no crucial fight. It's just a small fight, and then the movie ends. They take off by themselves.
Yeah.
Nothing really happens, like, at all.
Well, no, they have some of the, yeah, the battles, but nothing really huge. Really, their climactic fight was, yeah, at that end with, a whole massive horde of orcs show up. That was their climactic fight.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of how
the
it happens.
The first one, it's more like a skirmish. And like,
yeah, well, that's how it
just
happens.
Just so they can get away.
No,
and
that's,
then,
that's
like,
what
it
happens
ends.
With the book, too.
Well, I imagine but, like, in movie form, it's like, it's over. I think I remember thinking that when I watched it in theater. It's like, they just leave. It's like, I never read the books. So, mm-hmm. like, it's like, that's it?
Yeah.
It's over?
You'd have a problem with the books. I tell you now. Because up to the point where they have their council at fucking, what's it, Elrond or whatever his name is? The elf dude's house. From that point on, the books...
At Agent Smith's house?
Yeah, at Agent Smith's house. From that point on, the books pick up. But everything before that was, like, a drag. It was so fucking hard to read. And I'm happy that in the movie they really did scale down that.
Mm-hmm.
To where they don't have a whole lot of that. You know, it's, yeah, here's some movie, da-da-da-da, moving on. Now we're here, now we can get on. The book was, like... I don't remember how many fucking pages it was until you finally got to that point. And it was just dull. It was so hard to read.
I don't plan to read it. And if I do, yeah. I'll have different voice actors doing all the lines. Yeah. So like, it'd be interesting to me.
But, no, the other books were pretty good. Granted, it's one of those, you know, when you read or in your case listen to a book and then you will see the movie and you're like, wait, no, that's different. Wait, what? No,
I had that problem with the road. I had the problem with the road. Not a problem with stuff they changed. I just couldn't remember, like, you know, sometimes they switch stuff out.
Uh-huh.
Maybe this person said this line, or this didn't happen in that order.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. And plus, I didn't, from when I heard the book and then watched the movie, I was like, I couldn't remember how accurate that was. And it kind of bothered me.
Yeah, well, see, sometimes they change so much in it where you're just like, why? No, dude, that ain't cool.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as, of course, being a reader or, in your case, listener of a book, you know, and you get all into it, and then finally they come out with the movie of the book, and it's totally different. And you're just, it's not the same.
That's how all people are with the book, though.
Well, that's the thing. Some movies are a bit accurate, and, you know, yeah, as a viewer and reader or whatnot, you can be lenient with certain things. Okay, yeah, you know, I understand why they do that. Others, though, they just get so far off on it. You're like, what? No. It's kind of like what they did with the fucking Harry Potter films. A lot of people have issues with that. Not so much me. I don't, because I understand, okay, if you're to fucking take this book and make it play-by-play, all this shit, you'd have a ridiculous-ass long movie. You can't do that. You got to scale certain things back. The thing that bothered me, though, is, after book 6 and then going into book 7, when they ended the film, they cut it off with Harry not knowing any of these fucking Horcruxes he's supposed to find, so mm-hmm. you know, knows what to do. So book 7, he's going in blind. Whereas in, you know, in fucking the book itself, yeah, he knows what he needs to find. He just doesn't know where to find them. Well, in the movie, now he doesn't, not only does he not know where to find them, he doesn't even know what the fuck he's looking for. And that's when it's like, okay, well, no duh, why you have to make two books now, or two movies based off this book, aside from the fact that it was a ridiculously long book, you want to fit all the cool shit, you've also got to backtrack a lot.
I still haven't seen that. I'm surprised you went and go saw it.
No, yeah, I went and saw it. I went and saw the movie. I took the kids to go see it. They really want to see it. Me, of course, I want to see it. I like the books. Yeah, I'm a Harry Potter fan. And for what is, yeah, for what it's worth, the movie was all right. I did like it. You know, it had some cool shit. I'm still waiting for the second one, though, when you finally get the big climactic fucking battle and see all of Hogwarts get decimated.
So is this the last movie?
Yes.
It is?
Okay. Yeah. Movie 8, part 2 of book 7, will be the final one.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
That's a lot of movies.
Yeah. All the same fucking actors, too.
I know.
Which, in this day and age, is, like, unheard of with any movie fucking thing. Not same director, same script writers, of course. But it's amazing they kept the same actors. But I remember hearing about an interview that someone did with J.K. Rowling. I actually want to say it was Oprah. And she was asking J.K. Rowling if she plans on making any more books. And she was saying that as it stands at the moment, she's done with them. She wants to, you know, get on, do some other stuff. But quite possibly...
Has she written anything else? It's been years. The books have been done for years, right?
The last book was done 2 or 3 years ago. We'll
see.
Maybe 4.
Some writers come up with 4 a book years. A year.
Yeah. Well, that's what she originally planned to do with the Harry Potter books, too, is every year come out with them. But there was no way she was going to do that with these things. She even had to, you know, just take a year or two break from them, this and that. But no, she was saying after doing some other stuff, she, you know, maybe in the future she'll kind of revisit the characters as they're older and come out with some more stuff. And yeah, she has actually done a couple other books other than Harry Potter, which are Harry Potter companion books.
What's that mean?
All their school books that, you know, you hear about in the movies and everything. Yeah, she wrote actual books that were their textbooks. So you could go and buy their textbooks. Aside from that, I don't think she's done anything. Potions
and shit that don't work. Shit.
Yeah, exactly. But as far as that I know of, she's not come out with anything. But look how fucking ridiculously rich this
is. I wonder how much that shit is at fucking that Harry Potter theme park. They probably sell those books there.
Probably. You know, I wouldn't mind checking out that part of the park either. I'd be interested to see what, you know, Harry Potter-based stuff they have going on there. It would be pretty neat to check it out. Of course,
you know, I want to know if Butterbeer gets you drunk.
Yeah, you know, there's actually recipes for Butterbeer.
Yeah.
And yes, it does get you drunk.
The people that, ones that they put out, but if you go to the theme park and fucking buy Butterbeer.
Oh, I don't know if they have that at the theme park.
They do.
I have no idea.
They do.
Do they? Maybe. Well, no, nope. Those probably don't have the alcohol in it, though.
So they're giving something called beer to kids.
Well, it's like a they root drink beer. Root beer. Ginger beer.
Dad's root beer.
Yeah. But, what was I saying? Yeah. Anyways.
Love Harry Potter.
Yeah. As rich as J.K. Rowling is, though, you know she doesn't have to do any more fucking books.
Although, I'm a writer. I have to.
Yeah.
I have to. Even though they won't make any, as much money.
Yeah. Although I thought it was funny is that, you know, because J.K. Rowling, when she first started writing, she was pretty much dirt poor. I think almost homeless dirt poor.
Yeah.
Now she's like buku rich. And it's funny in the interview where Oprah asks her, you know, she's all, have you finally reached a point in your life where you're comfortable knowing that you're like ridiculously rich, you never have to work a day in your life?
Like me.
Yeah. And J.K. Rowling tells her like, well, no, I'm not. I mean, are you? And Oprah just looks at her and is like, yeah.
I'm Oprah, bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm creating my own television network.
Yeah. I'm the most powerful woman on the fucking planet. Like I'm comfortable.
Houses that are fucking huge as fuck.
Yeah, you know, I mean, what other woman can carry on a lesbian relationship while having a fake husband?
A gay husband.
Yeah. You know, she pays Stedman's boyfriend a bunch of money to say, no, we're just friends.
Find that out
it's
later.
Like, it's like fucking $100,000 waiting in a gift card every time he sneaks in through the back door. here's your shut up money.
It's like a fucking senator hiring hookers and shit. Male hookers. It's like the old SNL cartoons, remember? Where Stedman's like a fucking spy, like almost like James Bond type of shit.
No. The old SNL cartoon I remember were the ambiguously the gay duo.
Yeah.
They were funny.
I forgot. It's something called Stedman something, dude. And it's pretty much him. Like, he goes out and fights crime and does, really? Like, an international spy. And he's doing that all to avoid trying to have sex with Oprah. And just like, and he's like, it was a part when he's like, he finally comes back to the house and like, Oprah's there like at a nighty and it's like, it's Stedman, I'm waiting for you. He was like, invisible ninjas, they're fighting me. I gotta go. And just hops out the window and shit.
No, I've never seen that.
Like, he takes, and like, and then he goes out the window and next he's like partying somewhere on a beach with somebody else.
I think my favorite SNL thing they ever did was the Mr. Bill.
Oh, yeah, they did Mr. Bill?
I think thought it was so, Mad TV. No, it wasn't Mad TV.
Mad TV did Mr. Bill.
No, they did not. Mr. Bill was out. Oh, they made long that was the format.
Okay, I remember Mr. Bill. I thought it was his own cartoon. It's also its own cartoon.
I think it became its own show, yeah. But
not as cartoon, far but as Clay
I,
show.
Yeah, something. As far as I knew, I thought it started on SNL, didn't it?
I don't remember.
I could be wrong. Hey, send us a fucking email and let us know.
I saw Mr. Bill. I was buying. I was at a pet store,
uh-huh.
And they had like a chew toy. It was Mr. Bill.
Oh, really?
And I'm walking out, and they have the, you know, basket full of stuffed animals for dogs and shit, chew toys uh-huh. and shit. And like, as I'm walking out, I glance down, and I start laughing like, Mr. Bill, watch out for that chainsaw. I'm like, oh, no.
You know what's funny is Pizza Hut ended up picking up their own copy of Mr. Bill.
Oh, yeah.
They did their own version for their commercials, and instead of an evil green clay guy, it was an evil pizza cutter or something.
Isn't that when they had that really like cheesy pizza, and they had that... It stretch out for a long time. Was that part of that segment, that time when they were doing that promotion?
I am not sure about that part.
I remember. It was so long ago. Yeah. I used an old VHS tape that has commercials on it.
And I used to like the Mr. Bill show.
Or Klops, which was pretty much the original Robot Chicken.
Yeah.
From Mad TV. That's what I thought about first. Because they had, like, you know, like when Gumby's all trying to rob a store.
What's your favorite movie based off an SNL character?
Oh, shit, I can't remember right now. Besides, I don't know, some of them actually are dumb. I don't like most of them. Most of them are like, why did it even get made? And some of them have their moments. Like, Superstar, I don't care for it, but it has its moments. Just, mostly just saying, Superstar.
Yeah,
that and putting your armpits in your thing. But that was also in the original sketches.
Licking the tree and everything.
Oh, she's making out with the tree.
Yeah. what was that? The fucking the black spy guy?
Oh, what are you talking about?
Yeah. I didn't care for that one.
I know. Oh, fuck, dude. I'm stuck on trying to remember that one.
Yeah, I know. I don't remember his name either. Again, email us. Let us know.
By then, we'll know. Don't even bother.
Hey, let the listeners feel special.
I don't want to hear them like, it's this stupid. Can't believe you don't know this. My favorite movie ever.
I know. I didn't care for Night of the Roxbury myself.
You don't do the head thing?
No,
dude?
I don't.
That's the only moment in that, too. Like, just the head.
He even blows up the, what'd you do?
What is love?
Yeah, no, like Wayne's World, of course.
Yeah.
Great fucking movie. But I think one of my other favorite was It's Pat.
It's Pat? I was thinking about that. Because Men in Black 2 was on. No, Men in Black 1 was on.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the guy in there, he was also in... No, that's Stuart Tibbs' family. I'm thinking of that movie.
Yeah.
Never mind, though.
You're thinking of...
Stuart Tibbs' family. Remember that?
Yeah. One? No, but... No, they made a movie of that?
Yeah. Because you're good enough. You're smart enough. Gosh darn it, people like you.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, they made its own movie.
Oh, wow. No, the chick who plays It's Pat, she's actually in she's got a brief little scene in Pulp Fiction. Yeah, with the cleaner. You know, they have to take the dead body of the fucking car and everything. It's all full of blood with the dead body when they actually shoot him. They take him to the cleaner and say, ah, leave the car, we'll clean up.
Oh, they take it to the dump and, like, that guy's daughter? Are you talking about?
No, okay, the guy in the suit, though, yeah, they show up and it's like at the dump. Yeah, Mr. Wolf's there, and he's got this chick with him. She's kind of heavy set, you know, dressed kind of butchish.
That's when they get to the dump.
Yeah.
And that guy say, this is her.
Yeah, okay. That's the chick who plays Pat.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. No, I loved that movie, It's Pat. They never tell you whether he's guy or girl. Right at the very end when, you know, can the whole clothes get split, everybody in the audience can see.
And he gets married, and still, even the even the person he marries or chick he marries still is like, that looks like a guy.
Yeah. Let's say, you know, but the clothes get split. Everybody in the audience, oh, they can finally tell whether or not Pat's a guy or a girl. Except the dude who's been, like, obsessing and finding out. He doesn't get to know, and neither do you as the viewer. All you see is an ass.
Tim used to be able to do a good impression of Pat.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that part of the movie. Oh, I crushed my nuts. He's like, what, really? Are you serious? He gets up, yeah, and pulls, these were my lunch. He pulls out two walnuts. Is that a banana in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? Well, actually, it's a banana.
I can't think of many other SNL movies. I don't really watch them that much.
Yeah, you know, they've had some other ones out, I think, that, you know, they were not really...
Did you watch MacGruber?
I wanted to. I haven't seen it.
I didn't care for the skit, uh-huh. And I heard it actually is funny.
I heard the movie was great.
But, like, I didn't really care to... I never liked the skit too much.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't really watch it. I was like, why don't just make a MacGyver movie would have been better to me? It's like, why wasn't that ever done? And don't remake it, because they already did the Super Bowl ad, and that was pretty good, too.
Yeah. What was the name of that movie? One of the guys from SNL, where he's a veteran, but his family's all in the mob, so they force him to become a mole for the FBI, and his name's Pisant.
Oh, it's damn it!
Yeah, that's the thing. Remember what these movies are about? I can't remember the
Corky
fucking
Romano.
Yeah, Corky Romano. Wasn't that an SNL skit too?
I don't think so.
You know, Corky Romano wasn't one?
No.
Okay.
He was just someone on SNL that got a movie.
Oh, no. I kind of figured it
was. Tim told me he became an alcoholic for a while.
Really?
He lived somewhere up here in, like, Big Bear or some shit. He kept telling me all the time. I was like, well, I never heard anything about it. Because he didn't see him too much for a while.
Yeah.
Until the Pepsi Max commercial came in.
Oh.
Remember Pepsi Max? They still make it, I think.
I think they do.
Oh, like, it was a Super Bowl ad, and everyone's all doing the Night of the Roxbury head thing. So he's like, he's going to all these places. And everyone who drinks the Pepsi, they just start doing the head thing and follow him around and shit.
Seriously?
Yeah. You don't like that movie, am
I? No, I don't. No, I figured that Corky Romano was based off an SNL skit just because, aside from being one of the guys from it, it had that same stupid humor that a lot of their movies have.
I think all SNL movies have that. Mostly because they get all those people in the movie. All the SNL, like, cast usually are in the movie.
Yeah, well, see, a lot of their older ones, so that when they first started doing it, weren't as ridiculously retarded. Mm. Again, Wayne's World is ridiculously, you know, it was ridiculous.
It's just weird, like, you have to make an entire movie now out of a 5-minute skit.
Yeah, I know.
And most of it's just recurring jokes and catchphrases.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was saying. Like, Wayne's World, great fucking movie. Even though it was based off an SNL skit, they pulled that off. It was great. Same mm-hmm. with It's Pat. Everything else after that was, it's like, the humor of it got dumbed down even more, to where it wasn't even funny. It was all slapstick. Ugh.
That's how the movies are. Yeah. Making for like $4 million. Don't do it on the cheap.
Yeah. Although Talladega Nights was a great movie.
That was on today, too.
Yeah, it's not an SNL movie, but that one's fucking great.
That was on today.
Yeah.
I was watching it. Well, I wasn't watching it. It was in the background, because I was like going in the room, but it was on.
Yeah.
It was on the scene where he's like, he's driving backwards.
That was a great movie. I remember the first time I watched it, too, as I laughed my ass off. Because when I first saw the trailer for it, I was like, oh, it looks so stupid. You know, that. My dad ended up going to see it in theaters. He fell in love with it. He fucking loved it.
It's like, no, I'm a winner. Like,
whatever.
I piss excellence. That's all.
Yeah. But no, I thought it was going to be dumb as fuck. And then I think it was one of the Super Bowls a couple years back. I go over there, and after the Super Bowl, he ends up putting in the movie because he had just gotten it, and it was funny as shit. I loved it.
They had I love it. Those are free when you bought when the PS3 came out.
Uh-huh.
They came free with it.
Talladega Nights did?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It was when Blu-ray came out, too, so like it came with a free Blu-ray copy of Talladega Nights.
Oh, because one of my bosses, I remember I was actually with him when he bought his PS3, and he got a copy of Spider-Man 3.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, and I when they first came out, like, I was waiting in line. I bought one.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, open it up, check it out, see if everything's there.
Hmm.
Turn around, sold it.
At least you didn't get shot for yours.
Oh, that was, yeah, the guy at Walmart.
Yeah, you heard about that? Yeah.
Everyone heard about that. People, like, in line with
Yeah. Guy comes out. Yeah, got it. He's all stoked. Dude just runs up, shoots him, grabs it, and takes off. What the hell?
They now gave him a free one, though.
No, okay, good. Because I was about to say, you know, that'd be some great, like, Walmart PR there, especially for
Yeah, they gave him a free one.
Yeah, good. Because that'd be a dick move to say, eh, sorry, you already paid for it and you left the store.
He was on the store property.
Yeah.
Not in the store, but he's in the parking lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember reading about that in the paper. I was
and you can't really deny that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like a story you made. I was like, I was shot. I was like, where? Outside? We didn't see it.
You got a line full of people that just fucking saw it. We didn't see it. It's not on our camera. You
know, I know all these people collaborated in your lie just for you can get a free PS3. Yeah.
That's what we should do is, like, next time a big game console comes out.
I could shoot you.
Yeah, or I could shoot you. One of us, though, has to, like, get a hold of a box of it, you know, like we had it or something. And then, like, you know, someone going to the store and then walk out, yay, cool. And then the other person just runs up.
How would you get the box first? Shoots you,
grabs it, and run. Be there opening day, see the very first person who fucking buys their thing, say, hey, you know, want to make some money, let us have the empty box.
They won't give you the empty box.
Some people will. What do they want the box for? That's what's in the box that they want.
New consoles sometimes don't work.
You don't always have to ship them back in the same fucking box, though.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
With all the original packaging and your receipt.
No.
How's he going to return it to the store if it doesn't work?
You're not supposed to return to the store. You're supposed to return to the manufacturer.
Yeah, 90 days is take it back. And some stores do take it no matter what.
Yeah.
And that insurance policy is a scam. Don't ever do it. Your shit lasts longer than 3 years.
Yeah.
And you still have 90 days to take it back anyways.
No, you know what a friend of mine did? It was funny. He, like, pulled the ultimate fuck you to Walmart when it came to Xbox. He had a modded Xbox. Yeah, it was old. It was great. Yeah. Well, no, I had one, too.
You got someone with a clean Xbox and take their sticker off and... Or just, if you did the sticker right the first time.
Well, no, what he did.
Heat it up and then put it back.
Yeah, no, what he did is, you know, he had a modded Xbox. Cool. Until he ended up getting banned from Xbox Live. Well, he still had his account, and they don't ban your account, they just ban the actual system. Mm-hmm. So to stay with your account, you just have to go buy a new Xbox. So what he did is he went to Walmart, bought a new Xbox, took the, clean casing off the new Xbox.
That's tough.
Put it on his modded one, and then put
so the serial numbers on it on the back of it will stay.
Yeah, put that into the box and took it back to Walmart, and put his old casing on the new one.
You're lucky you'd have an older one that had the HD and didn't have HD.
Yeah, well, this was a couple years back before they came out with the black one. Everything was still the white models and everything.
And that's a white model. It's HD. And
yeah, well, that's what he did though. He just swapped the fucking casing and took it back, got his money back, and has a new fucking Xbox that's not modded. I was thinking to myself, you know, imagine the poor schlub once they seal up that package and resell it.
Who I gets think they send them back.
You think so? Okay.
I think they have to send them back.
I don't know.
Or they send it to another company that probably resells it.
Maybe.
Like
I don't
open
know.
Item display version or uh-huh. Some shit.
I don't know. I'm just thinking, imagine the poor sucker who goes buy a new one.
They do know it's you who bought one, though. They don't have you sign some shit?
No.
Oh.
If you pay with cash, no.
Yeah, you're right.
That's the same. Imagine the poor sucker who ends up getting and buying this one, still thinking it's new, plugs in, oh, hey, cool, and then goes sign on live, and it's banned. What? Yeah, go back to Walmart. Yeah, I tried to get on Xbox Live. It says this model's banned.
They wouldn't believe you either. I think you're the guy.
That's the fucked up thing about it.
Well, now slapped. You know what to do, people.
Yeah.
No, this has probably been going on for a while now.
No, I'm sure he wasn't the first one to do it. It's like a friend of mine, every time he gets, again, it's like scratched as fuck. You know, it's not working. He'll go to a Blockbuster, some rent the game, and then swap the disc.
They have stickers on, though. You take the sticker off?
I guess, yeah. That's how he's done it.
Some of those are hard to get off. Mega videos are hard to get off.
Yeah. Well, it's like, hell, actually, when I got my first copy of Modern Warfare 2, I got it free from this guy. Because he had that big-ass fucking circular ring on it.
I hate that shit. I had one of my games I bought, brand new, still sealed, opened it up, was like that.
Really? Oh, then somebody had to pull something off over on them, because you know how you get that, don't you?
When you turn it, when you pick it up, it's spinning, right?
Yeah, or if say you have it standing,
and it knocks over.
It goes over, yeah, that's how it happens. Well, my buddy does. He went and rented a copy of Modern Warfare 2, and he just swapped the disc, took it back. Yeah, dude, this is all fucked up. I think they only charged him like a $3 restocking fee or something.
It's not bad.
But, yeah, then he got to play the game, and then he gave it back to me. It seems kind of mine.
Yeah, here's your copy back.
Yeah. Although, you know, I found out there is a way to get around that deep scratch.
Yeah.
If you haven't already installed it onto your Xbox, find somebody who has that same game, install it onto your Xbox. Because by installing into your Xbox, not only does it take the pressure off the laser, but since a lot of that information is already coded into the system makes up for whatever it can't read.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also what cuts down load time. Because I found that out because my fucking kid goes and he gets a new copy of Modern Warfare 2.
Mm-hmm.
After me and my wife have been telling him not to, let me try this first that I heard from a friend, he does it anyways. So I was like, you know what, fuck it. I took his copy, downloaded to the Xbox, took his discount, put my fucked up disc in. Works like a charm. I was like, you just wasted $60 fucking dollars. He was pissed.
I don't download my games. Most because I have a small hard drive, so I don't want to do it.
Yeah, well, see, I've got the big hard drive on the new one. So I download them because not only will it make the laser itself last longer because it takes less strain off of it,
mm-hmm.
It cuts way down on load time.
Well, I have an extra laser. I have a whole extra CD player or DVD drive for it.
Oh, well.
Swap them out, though, because I tried doing it.
Uh-huh.
It gives me this weird error at a bunch of numbers.
Well, you know that certain drives only fit certain models.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Like, because at one point...
Or you got to flash it and be able to get it back in there.
No, like at one point I had a Halo 2 edition, and apparently the disk drive for that edition only works on that edition. You can't swap them out. You can't put any other disk drive in there. It has to be that model disk drive. I didn't know that.
Yeah, when I was looking up parts, because I had a broken one, and I was fixing it off parts of another one, I was looking at what I could switch out and what I couldn't.
Yeah.
Because the one that we had that was broken, it worked, but it made this weird grinding noise. I didn't know why.
You know what? I think some of those, it's just the games themselves.
Well, this one was also beat the shit out of and thrown in the street with a bat.
So, oh, well, that'll happen.
But still worked. But when every time I load up, you go, and then it starts.
No, you know what? I honestly think some of that depends on the game itself.
Well, it doesn't do it anymore.
No, I was going to say, we have the fucking new black one, everything. All the games, most of them work great. But then I'll put in something like my Dead Space, and you can hear it fucking loud and spin and everything, whereas everything else is all nice and quiet. This one, you just hear it just fucking really kicks up.
It's like it's having trouble reading it.
I don't know. I downloaded it, too. I'm not sure what causes it. I think sometimes it depends on the game, because even when I've had the other models, certain games would do it, certain games wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it depends on the game, honestly, for some reason.
Mine's loud anyways, because I modded the fan.
Yeah. Well, the older ones were loud to begin with.
Well, no, like the power plug for that, just stopped working. So I had to cut into the CD drive and run power through there. So now it's like instead of 5 volts, running 12 volts.
Uh-huh.
So it sounds loud as fuck. So he's here spinning a fucking engine, dude. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. And that's the thing. You know, I never really was bothered by the sound until I got this one and realized it doesn't make it. And then you're like, wait, I remember there being sound. Wow. You know, actually, I kind of like it better without.
It brightens your day now.
What's that?
It brightens your day. Yeah. It brightens your experience now.
It did. It did. It made me like Xbox that much more. Not really.
You got a problem with Xbox?
No.
Yeah, you do.
I like the Xbox. But it's funny because I used to always be big into Sony. You know, Sony all the way. Got a 360 for free. Been hooked since.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, I still wouldn't mind having a PS3 just because certain games only come out for that fucking console. And there are, goddammit, there are games I have not played yet that I want to fucking play.
I
want to
play Uncharted.
Yeah, the Uncharted 3 is coming out.
Yeah, I want to play Uncharted 2, though. That was like Game of the Year.
Yeah, no, I would like to play those. I still want to fucking play God of War 3, goddammit. Have not played it. Want to fucking play it. Because I love the God of War franchise.
I think you'd like Little Big Planet.
No, that does look fun.
Yeah, it looks like something you like.
Yeah,
you mentioned that pinata game. I was like, that's probably not so similar, but it's like somewhere along those
lines. That's the thing. Little Big Planet, you do have to kind of strategize and time your stuff. Viva Pinata is just one of those kickback fucking space out. You can do it stoned.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a time killer, but a little Big Planet, it looks fun. And I did like how when they came out with the first one, if you pre-ordered it, you got that code for the God of War thing. You can get the Kratos sock puppet, and they have a God of War level. I was like, that's fucking cool.
If you bought that, you can go on eBay and buy it, the code.
Oh, probably.
You can.
Yeah.
I was looking up Dead Space to see how much it was, Dead Space 2.
Uh-huh.
And, like, most of the auctions are just for the code that comes with the game.
Like,
or they'd sell the game without they said, everything's there, it's fine, brand new, we only took the code out, and just you can have the game.
That's fucked up. That's funny, though. But, yeah, the only thing I kind of I noticed when it came out the PS3, though, and kind of a small thing, whatnot. Like I said, when my boss got one, I was there when he first got it, hooked it up and everything. And every PlayStation on the main screen, their menu, whatnot, has some sort of icon, decal picture, does something. Well, I thought it was funny with the PS3, when you first hooked it up, their little picture they have in the background, it just clicked in my head. It looks like fucking meth swirling in a pipe.
I don't know. They might have changed it since then.
Maybe. That's the first thing that just clicked in my head, though. I was like, dear God, it looks like a meth pipe.
I think it would. I've...
And when I pointed out, everybody else around me was like, dude, it does. Even people who've never used it were like, yeah, it does.
I don't think they have that anymore. It's been so many years. They probably changed the intro now.
I'm sure they have. It's just, I thought that was really funny.
Well, it's probably somebody who still does not have it connected to the internet. They can still tell you it has no updates whatsoever.
Yeah.
Well, when you buy a game, it'll update sometimes. So.
Yeah, some games will have the updates that automatically install when you play it.
Yeah, like I think when I bought Beatles, it did that for me.
Really?
The Beatles Rock Band?
Uh-huh.
It did that to me. But I didn't have a hard drive, so I had to load it to a memory card.
Yeah. See, I've yet to find a game that does that to my Xbox. Even when I had my older one, I never found a game that did that.
Let's see. There's another game I had that did that too. What's I think Resident Halo. Evil? I think no Halo. I think did it to me.
Halo did?
No. Oh, maybe Resident Evil.
Yeah, because a buddy of mine was telling me when I borrowed Resident Evil 5 from him, he was saying, "Yeah, it'll probably have to do an update first, this and that." I popped it into
nothing. Well, because you have a new system now.
No, not this one. When I had my older system.
Oh yeah.
I had like a fucking first, second gen system, and no, it didn't do any updates or anything.
I have a first gen. I think it's a first gen system because I had to switch out the metal case.
Uh huh.
Because the white part, the white cover.
Yeah.
It was made for the one with the HD cables. I mean, the HD plug.
Uh huh.
And this one didn't have that, so nothing lined up in the back. So I had to switch out the metal casing for it.
Mm. Now, see, that's one thing I do hate about the new fucking console is you can't use any of the other gen console plugs on it.
Yeah, it's pretty much made for the Kinect to happen, that's why.
No, I understand that, but what bothers me about it is because when I had my other Xbox, I had an AV cord that splits into two different types. One was your regular audio.
And one was the HD.
And one was the HD. And so it was cool because, you know, I have a TV I just need to fucking fix, and it, you know, HD plug. Great. Well, then that fucking took a shit, red ring, can't fix it. And unfortunately, even though I'll probably get emails, hey, I can fix Red Ring, this one, unfortunately, could not be fixed. It's been worked on over and over. Cannot be done. So we got this other one.
Part it out.
I probably will. But then we got...
on eBay and part it out. I'd be good. Yeah.
But then we got this other one. And now I have to go buy a whole different fucking HDMI cable for it when I have a perfectly good one for a different generation system. Like, fuck! It sucks. I'm not liking that.
I remember when Xbox first came out, you could sell your plugs for about $100.
Oh, really?
Like the brick, the humongous power brick.
Yeah.
Like that and all the cables. Like Tim did that for money. I think he sold the system itself to somebody else, but kept all the cables.
Yeah.
I don't know how or why he did that. And yeah, like about $100 for it.
Oh, wow.
Try to do it again, thinking you'd get the same amount. This is like years later. Like, yeah, you gave him like fucking $17.
That's funny. I remember going on eBay when the 360 first came out, though, like opening day, and seeing people bidding on these things for like fucking $1,200.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, God damn. It was one of those, I was telling a buddy of mine, like, you know what we ought to do is save up as much cash as we can over the next God knows how many years until a new system comes out and go out to different stores and just buy a bunch of them.
Well, either they reserve it or...
Well, no, that's the thing. No, reserve them at all these different stores, though. That way they can... Because a lot of places, when you try to reserve the brand new system, you're only allowed one.
See, what happened? When PS3 came out, there was a group of people who hired a bunch of homeless people.
Yeah.
And had them stand in line for them. So yeah. They took up the first 20 spaces and just came by every day and gave them lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Gave them lunch and food, and, you know.
Yeah.
I think they gave them some money because they were going to flip it, so it didn't matter if you gave them, like, $100.
No, exactly. Yeah, and that's what I was getting as, you know, reserve all these different ones and fucking opening day, buy them.
Yeah, the opening day came, they just came up, switched all the seats out to the people who were going to pay. And then,
yeah. Well, you know, you don't even do that. Is opening day, you get all these fucking consoles. You know you're going to have all these consoles, so you just fucking go on eBay and put them up there already. So
people are doing that.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. See, if, you know, because we've got, I don't know how many more years till the next consoles come out. Save a bunch of money and fucking do this. You know, just reserve a bunch. Get them all. Keep one for yourself, one for whatever buddy you threw in with you, and eBay the rest off. Fucking right away, getting approximately fucking $1,200 per system. So not only did you just come up on all your money back, but then some. So essentially, you just got your two consoles for free.
Yeah.
Plus plenty of fucking money to go buy games for these consoles.
That's the plan. That's what I did for Wii's.
Yeah. Because games are getting ridiculously expensive.
$250 when Wii's came out. I was in line for waiting for them for Circuit City back when there were Circuit Cities. Yeah. And like,
the non-existent Circuit City anymore.
There's other people in line because they said everyone was pretty much in line for a Wii.
Yeah.
And they're going to hand out little tickets like, here's your Wii. Like, we'll keep in the back for you. Just come back. You have till 4 o'clock to get it once you get there. That's in the morning, though.
Yeah.
There was two guys in front of me that weren't there for the Wii. They were just there to wait for some special that was on for some computer, like RAM that was on sale.
Really?
I was like, we don't know why. What's this? And I was like, it's for a Wii. That's why I was in line. Like, oh, I don't want it here. I was like, all right. So I got on the phone and then called my girlfriend at the time. I was like, hey, you got to come down here and buy this for me. It's like, I got to go to the bank. Because I was planning to buy one, but then I fucking had to go like I gave her like fucking $250 and I had to go to the bank and go get more money out.
Yeah.
And then turn around and sold both of those.
Oh, wow.
I didn't keep them, though. Kind of wish I did, but at the time, like, I didn't want them.
Yeah, they have a couple games out now that look fun on the Wii. Mm-hmm. One of them being, of course, the remake of GoldenEye.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would like to play that, see how it compares to the old. Too. Yeah, because GoldenEye was a fucking classic.
Mm-hmm.
Love GoldenEye. I still have it, too.
So do I.
Yeah.
I still have it. I don't have a system. I
have a system.
I actually never owned one. I did own one for a minute.
Uh-huh.
Well, I had it from my friend. I had it in the back of my car, and then my car got broken into, and they stole it. Even though I don't think it was working. I think it was he gave it to me to fix, and I fixed it. He said I could have it.
Oh.
So I was going to go online and try to see what I can do to it. But I went out to eat, and my car got stolen. Took everything out of it, and that's also horrible. Took a broken N64. Was it? No, not 64. What is it?
No, 64.
GameCube.
No, it's 64.
64?
GoldenEye was 64. Yeah. No, I still have my 60. I still have a 64 and fucking GoldenEye for it.
I have GoldenEye and a controller.
I play the fuck out of it, too. I love it.
I love playing that game, too.
Fuck yeah.
It's proximity behind everything. I know. You just walk around randomly, and plus, like, then you make your whole room. That you're around the room where you surround yourself with the proximity mines.
Oh yeah, I love that. Or you like, you know, okay, you know somebody's down this hall, so you pop out and then pop in and, you know, try and get them to think, oh, he's, you know, I'm gonna get him. He doesn't know I saw him. Blah blah blah. And then you fucking proximity mine and take off as they come. Whereas like get them to chase you, and while they're chasing you, just fucking throw it out ahead of yourself, run past it. And by the time they get to it, it activates. That's always fun.
That's what I do. If I'm being chased or something, I'd be running, shooting proximity mines forward, around like straight in front of me, around corners. So as I'm turning, I'm going by. He comes behind me, dead.
Yeah. The only problem is sometimes when you try and set booby traps, you
forget about them.
Yeah, especially if it's a long game, you don't know which has been activated yet. You got to pick up a gun that has a fucking mine under it and it blows you up. Like, fuck. No, proximity mine battles were the best.
That's what you do if you played the level with a golden gun. Just like proximity mine the golden gun so no one gets it.
No, proximity mines were some of the best battles. Aside from that, grenade launchers.
Yeah.
Love grenade launcher battles, especially in the stacks.
Mm-hmm.
Those were a bitch. I like that, and I like doing throwing knives.
I never play the Knives ones. We always Proximity Mines.
No, Proximity Mines is like the go-to. It is the uber game of GoldenEye right there. I don't like the GoldenEye. Too cheap to me. It's fun, of course, when you're the one who has it. The thing I hate, though, in every Bond game, and it's just how the GoldenEye gun is you shoot, and you have to reload.
But it's one shot and you're dead, though.
Yeah, but if you shoot and you miss. Yeah. Yeah. And then they're fucking blowing you away with everything else while you're trying to reload. I hate that. Well, no, proximity mines are great. I do like throwing knife battles, though, because they're a fucking bitch. What's cool is if you know, throw a knife, though, keep throwing knives, you run out of knives, you can just go and recollect those knives you threw. Mm-hmm. So that was always nice.
So, like that game and Mario Kart. That was like the two.
Oh, dude, Mario Kart 64.
That's all we've been playing.
I don't know. When I was younger, me and my friends, what we'd do is, you know, a whole shitload, a house full of people. We'd be drunk, we'd be fucking stoned off our asses playing Mario Kart and fucking GoldenEye. Uh-huh. And the only person I did not have to give up a controller was
whoever lived at the house.
No, it was the winner. Yeah. Depending on how many people have, you know, the last one, you know, loser, the ultimate loser would hand it up, and then it'd go in that order.
Yeah, I know.
Depending on how many people you had there.
That's how we had it.
Yeah, but the winner always fucking kept it. And it'd be awesome, too, you know, when you're like fucking just running for hours, undefeated, never have to give up that controller. You don't have to sit there and watch all these other people play. Keep going. Uh-huh. And then it just sucks because then finally that one match you lose. And then whoever beat you, they like, think they're the god. Now they're like, yeah, I beat your ass. It's like, dude, took you how fucking long to do it? Yeah. Ooh, good job.
And it just takes a while to get the controller back. That's my biggest problem. No, it's like once it happened, it's like.
Which was more encouragement to fucking do your best and whoop the shit out of everybody. It was one of the best first person shooters ever.
Yeah.
But before the show ends, I forget that
you found the magazine.
I did. I got the magazine, people. Yay! So those of you interested in seeing some fucking cool ass Kinect hacks, go to kinecthacks.net. Who would have thought?
Well, that might be hard to find. Could have got the .com and then, like...
Yeah, I know, huh? No, it's .net.
The .com's a virus. Don't go to that one.
That's right. No, but I was reading in this, and some of the stuff is kind of neat. Like, one guy programmed his Kinect to actually recognize and say shit to where he'd hold up a...
Like, hello, Dave?
No, he'd hold up an item in front of the Kinect and then ask the Kinect what it is, and the Kinect would accurately fucking say what it was. Whether it's a stuffed giraffe or a fucking book or whatever.
I'm just dick out.
Yeah, as I said, I'm just curious about the perverted shit that can come from this. Kinect, what is this? That would be your dick. But
hold closer.
Yeah,
can't see.
No, it's like they got this other one where I guess they, like I said, they rigged the Kinect to be able to project something on the wall, and what is like this fucking a bird, and this chick would then hold up her hand in front of the Kinect itself and do different movements, and it caused the bird on the fucking the projection to move around and do the shit that her hand's doing.
Oh, okay.
So that's cool, you know, shadow puppet thing, entertain the kids. But no, the best one, like I say, is the Mario. You know, it says right here exactly how it sounds. Guy jumps, moves, and crouches, and so does Mario. Finally a game for the base. So, yeah, connecthacks.net. Yeah.
Speaking of hacks, you hear about the suicide bomber? The female suicide bomber that blew up around New Year's?
No.
Oh, you fucking... You know they have suicide bombs and they're rigged to cell phones?
Yeah.
Well, they were going to their destination. And as they're going, they're responsible for another bombing and shit.
Uh-huh.
Well, as they're trying to do this bomb, they're driving along, and the service provider sent him a text message and said, Happy New Year.
Which and it triggered the bomb.
It triggered the bomb. I heard this on the radio when I was at work, and I just busted out laughing. And people like, I busted out laughing at random shit because I'm listening to funny shit, but they're listening to music, and they just look at me all weird.
That's funny as hell. Well, we'll go ahead and end this show on that happy note.
Yeah. This is Ripped in Half. Probably, I don't know what episode it is, but
it'll either be two or three. If you listen to the last one where we're saying one or two, who the fuck knows? This is episode whatever it shows up on your computer when you download
this
it.
This one might not even happen, so.
It's what we say about all of them. But
I got a lot of cutting to do, that's why.
No, I know.
I got to make it sound funny.
Yeah.
We're not funny. It's just edited that way. Yeah. No, editing doesn't help either.
If you got any questions or comments, we may look at them. We may not. Who knows? But you can always email us at rippedinhalfpodcast@gmail.com. And either Jason or myself will take a look.
Yeah, rippedinhalfpodcast.com.
Yeah, we also got rippedinhalfpodcast.com.
Which is off of Podbean, but that's emails that address is too long to say, so I don't care.
Yeah, it's just rippedinhalfpodcast.com. Obviously, if you keep looking up the show, you're going to know that.
Yeah. But soon we'll have, I think by now we'd probably have a Twitter.
Maybe.
Or a Facebook.
I'm hoping that we don't.
Well, you want to control just the Twitter for the show rather than have your own?
Yeah, I don't want my own personal Twitter. Okay. I fucking hate Twitter.
There's nothing bad about Twitter. Like, I don't like people, like, telling, like, yeah, you know, this was my day.
What they ate when they blew their nose, when they wiped their ass.
It's pretty much their Facebook status.
Yeah, I can care less about your Facebook status, too. I don't know if you're happy right now.
I have very clever shit, so you should know my Facebook status at all times.
I don't know. I hardly ever look at my Facebook, so I can care less what your status is.
No, but I do follow some stuff. But my stuff is just stuff I want to know about, like the Doug Benson one, because Doug Benson always does that funny-ass tweets or just stuff about the show.
Well, if we end up having a Twitter account, it'll be for the show, so look forward to that. Otherwise, like we said, rippedinhalfpodcast.com, and you can contact us at rippedinhalfpodcast@gmail.com.
Or my Twitter is what? @HeyJayGuessWhat?
Yeah, you can personally call him a douchebag. Fucking douchebag.
Or you can personally tell me that douchebag shit's old and stupid. He's like, tell him to shut the fuck up. All right.
So,
that's the show.
Yeah, we'll catch you guys next time.
All right. Fuck this fucking show. You're fucking fired.
Fuck you.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fuck.
Controller, sir. Computer shows a discrepancy.
Why?
Computer 5. What is the trouble?
We're checking.
All right. We change our plans. We begin the attack on Earth now.